Arizona State shook up the college football world and faced a lot of criticism when it hired Herm Edwards as its new head football coach. Edwards coached in the NFL but has never been the top man for a college program. During an Arizona Board of Regents meeting yesterday, Edwards had his contract approved and the board also addressed some other items. And with me for a few minutes to talk about it is Ann Ryman, who covers higher ed for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ann, good morning. So the Herm Edwards contract, was that sort of a rubber stamp or did Regents have some comments about it?
They really spent quite a bit of time discussing this. Now, because it's a personnel issue, they're allowed to go behind closed doors in executive session and talk about the contract. And so that's probably where the most interesting discussion took place. But when they came out, there were some provisions that they made sure were in his contract.
And what were some of those provisions that you find important?
Well, one of them is they've received a great deal of criticism about the $12 million payout to fired coach Todd Graham. And the criticism is he gets 100% of his salary remaining on his contract. You know, even if he were to turn around and get another coaching job immediately or during that time period. So they wanted to make sure that in Herm Edwards' contract, you know, his is limited to 50% if he gets fired for what's called without cause.
And what I found a little interesting too about the Herm Edwards contract was that he at least initially is getting paid less than Todd Graham, and that it seemed to be something Ray Anderson, the athletic director, was saying was important, that he didn't take the job for the money. Did the Regents comment about that, well, I'm going to say disparity or the difference in that?
They did, but keep in mind also he has performance incentives in his contract, which could add, you know, $3.7 million a year if he does everything. Now, they would have to go to the national championship and win it in order to get that much. But, you know, it is laden with incentives, so that's an important thing that, you know, Todd Graham also had that in his contract as well, but it's important to remember that the $2 million is what's guaranteed, but he also can get money based on, you know, how the football team performs on the field and also how they do in the classroom.
So that combination is there then, because Michael Crow has been upfront about saying he wants a team that will win on the field and off the field. One other question related to football is that there was, and this just struck me as well, I'm not sure if this is significant compared to Herm Edwards, but since NAU is one of the three universities the Regents is over, anything interesting to you about the NAU football coach situation?
That one kind of has been overshadowed, obviously, by this, although they have had a really, really good season. And, so I think the continuation of that contract was, you know, an indication that they're very happy with the coach there.
And one other item I wanted to get to, and let me know if you can chat about this, the cost to educate a resident undergraduate is less than the national average. That was the headline in what the Regents sent out, that there's a thorough cost study done with this, because ASU and U of A and NAU have all been criticized a bit because of the rise in tuition. What did you make of what was in that report? Did you have a chance to talk about that and look into it?
Very interesting. They had always kind of suspected that the cost might be around that amount, but what they did is they brought in kind of a third-party independent firm to look at what the cost is of educating a student. And the legislature is requiring them each year for the next 5 years to do this. So I think it's a good way of kind of comparing ourselves, you know, nationally to what's going on.
So it was a legislative requirement, but also maybe a way for those on the Board of Regents to say, you know, this is something we're actually justifying to some extent why we've approved tuition raises. So it's sort of a double-edged sword in a sense.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, this is the cost. This is their cost to educate a student. So, you know, obviously, the tuition doesn't cover, in most cases, the true cost. You know, there's other revenue that they're getting. You know, other things that they have to raise money.
Ann Ryman of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Ann, thank you for the quick update on the Board of Regents.
Thank